Welcome to our video vort for Parsha Pekudei. There is one phrase that will be repeated over and over and over in our Parsha this week. Ka'asher tzivah Hashem et Moshe, as Hashem commanded Moshe. At every single stage of the construction of the Mishkan, we're going to be told that the construction was done exactly as Hashem requested. But why do I need this incessant repetition? Just tell me once, at the beginning of the Parsha or at the end, and I'll know that the entire thing was done as Hashem commanded. Why the constant emphasis on this theme? The Beit HaLevi explains that this idea of Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe is essential to the role of the Mishkan. The Mishkan comes, he says, as an atonement for the Chet HaEgel. And the mistake of the Chet HaEgel was measuring our actions based on what we thought would be best. We think that having an Egel would be great because Moshe hasn't come down from the mountain. We want this extra conduit to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because our leader has left us. But we didn't think about it from the perspective of what Hashem would have wanted, what Hashem thinks the best thing for us to do is. And it's that line of thinking that eventually leads us on the path towards idolatry, towards Avodah Zarah. The Mishkan is the antithesis of the Egel HaZav. It's not based on how we best think to create a house for Hashem, what we think the best way to serve Him is, but it's Kasher Tziva Hashem et Moshe. Exactly as Hashem commanded, that's what we're going to do. That idea of focusing on what Hashem wants from us is essential to our relationship with Him, but it's also essential for our relationships with other people. Sometimes we want to show our boss we're going the extra mile or do something nice for our friends or our family. And we'll think, I have a great idea. This will be a tremendous way to show them that I care about them. This is a fantastic opportunity, a fantastic gift. But we don't always think about it in terms of what they would want. Does our boss think this is the best use of our time? Would our spouse or our sibling appreciate this gesture, or would they rather something else? Or maybe no gesture at all. For every idea that we have, it's crucial to think about it not in terms of whether we would enjoy making it happen, but would they appreciate it? Would the person we're trying to help and the person we're trying to show our appreciation and care think this is the best gift? We don't measure our gestures based on what we would want, but from the perspective of the people that we care about. Have a great Shabbos.